Niamh Corja Ishmisha Joe Bollard. How false your road with the air claw sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bollard, and I want to welcome you to our programme Sounds Irish, a programme of songs, ballads and stories and all things Irish. A programme I hope you'll find enjoyable, interesting, entertaining and maybe even informative. So come on, spend some time with me and sample some Sounds Irish. Dhíobh a cordia, tá fáilte roimh go dtí ar chláir Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Bollard and I hope you can stay with me and enjoy the programme Sounds Irish. Now, one of two things to chat with you about before we play our first track. First of all, this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But of course, you can contact me at any time by email, joebollard2@aircom.net. joebollard, and then a figure 2 at aircom, aircom.net. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. And of course, you can always become one of my friends on Facebook, or you can Twitter. We can tweet. Joe Blogs in Bray. JoeBloggsInBray. Joe Blogs in Bray, and become one of my followers. One of my many followers, I hasten to add. Also, we are now being taken by, I think it's about 6 different radio stations around the world. So whatever radio station you're listening to me, I hope you're going to enjoy the programme and I'd love to hear from you. No matter what part of the world you're in, I'd love to get an email from you telling me all about, well, how you enjoy the programme or how you don't enjoy the programme, observations, comments or requests. Another little notice for you here. I had an email during the week who said, Joe, could you tell us what you say when you open up the programme? I say, Dhíobh a cordia, tá fáilte roimh go dtí ar chláir Sounds Irish. Hello, friends. Welcome to the programme Sounds Irish. That's what I actually say in the Irish language, okay? Now, also, apologies, because would you believe it, friends? I've got yet another cold. A couple of weeks ago, I was boasting to say that I had a cold, and I usually get a cold around Christmas, but Christmas has come early. Well, it's come early again, because I got rid of that cold. No sooner had I got rid of it than wham, yet another one has descended upon me. But I hope it's not going to spoil the programme for you. I'll try not to let it anyway. I may have to stop occasionally and have a sneeze or a cough or a blow my nose sort of thing. But believe you me, friends, you can't catch a cold from your radio or from the internet or from your computer if you're listening to me. Now, also a little explanation about the type and the content of music you'll hear on Sounds Irish, because, as I said, we are picking up listeners all the time on various radio stations. Now, because it says Sounds Irish, it doesn't necessarily mean that it will be an Irish song. It will have some connection with Ireland. It could be an Irish singer. It could be written by an Irish person, and all types and genre of Irish music, because I love all types of Irish music. You'll hear ballads and folk, traditional, country and Irish, and the old-time Irish, what I call Irish-American songs. And yes, I do love some of those old songs because they were the type of material that I was brought up with coming from an Irish family. Okay, now also on this week's programme, we're into the Christmas season. Now, every track won't be Christmassy, but the majority of them will. For instance, this one from the Irish Rovers. And there's some wonderful harmony, the way they get it all so much together here. The Irish Rovers telling us all about the Christmas Traveller.
When I was a far one winter's day, I took my tea beneath a tree, a fire to keep the cold away and a bite for hunger's yearn. When a boy appeared up yonder road, a most peculiar sight to see, he danced and he sang and he clapped his hands for the story of good tidings. Come and sit beside the fire, I called to this young man. What can bring this joyfulness I could not understand? His smile outshone the fire and he looked me in the eye. And he danced and he sang and he clapped his hands and he gave me this reply. He sang, Hallelujah, hallelujah, I sat beneath the sky that night beyond imagination, and from the sky a star of light directed destination. And all my curiosity I followed without waiting. Shepherds I met on the way were standing dumbly quaking. Then we heard a message and there seen some glorious things. An angel has appeared to us, so bright with golden wings. A story of a baby who on this night is born, a kingdom of all the kingdoms, our shelter from all storms. They sang, Hallelujah, when I arrived in Bethlehem, the star was brightly shining. Into a manger I could see a mother and her child. Three men of stately origin with precious gifts were bearing. They knelt before the newborn king and a holy light I saw. A kingdom for the loving he has come to lead us to. The Son of Man is living now, can you feel it too? I scarcely can believe my ears, the joy is in my heart. For God has heard his people's needs and gave a brand new start. They sang, Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah.
The Irish Rovers and the Christmas Traveller. Now, here's a lady that's been involved with Irish music for the past 50 years, mainly Irish country music, country and Irish, as we call it. Now, country and Irish has a little niche of its own, because what generally happens is that we get Irish artists, singers, who like to sing country music, not necessarily country music about Ireland, but in this case, it's a treatment of a song that was a big hit for Brenda Lee, would you believe, in the 50s. The lady I'm speaking, of course, is Philomena Begley. Philomena has been a queen of country in Ireland, as I say, for over 50 years. And this is her interpretation of the big hit, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see, every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. Everyone's dancing merrily in a new old-fashioned way. Thank you.
A nice, lively one there from Philomena Begley. And from one Philomena to another, a couple of months ago on Sounds Irish, I played you a version of Trudy Lawlor and Philomena Keyes singing Beautiful Isle of Somewhere. And, well, that got a great response from listeners, and I had to hunt around, but would you believe it, I found another one. This is Trudy Lawlor and Philomena Keyes. If you remember, Philomena Keyes is Trudy Lawlor's mother, and she's in her 80s. And between the pair of them, mother and daughter, they do a wonderful job on this lovely old song.
We have been gay, going our way. Life has been like an old song we have sung. When I grow too old to dream, I'll have you to remember. When I grow too old to dream, your love
I think that is both beautiful and fantastic. Both of them have lovely voices. The old lady there, she sings so well and sweet, does she not? When I grow too old to dream, I must get in touch with Trudy and see if they've got any more recordings. Now we're going to change the style because we're going to have Richie Remo. Richie is one of the finest country Cajun fiddle players that has come out of Ireland. He's from Northern Ireland, but he's singing the praises now of a Tipperary girl.
Hair of gold, eyes of blue, prettiest girl I ever knew. Skin as white as precious pearl, she was my Tipperary girl. She just chanced to pass me by, pretty as a peach in a pumpkin pie. Fresh as a flower in full bloom, sweet as a sunny summer's afternoon. I was kidding, she got the good. I never thought that Cupid could. Spared me down into my soul, spun me round like a padded ball. Hair of gold, eyes of blue, prettiest girl I ever knew. Skin as white as precious pearl, she was my Tipperary girl. I was a perfect pure romance. I asked her if she'd like to dance. Smiled at me and took my hand, swung me round till I couldn't stand. She could dance, she could swing like a newborn lamb in spring. Dropping down and to and from, round and round and around we go. Hair of gold, eyes of blue, prettiest girl I ever knew. Skin as white as precious pearl, she was my Tipperary girl. And over heels, heart was thumping, jigs and reels, twitched and twittered all at ease, like a hot dog scratching fleas. The young and foolish, old and wise, entered life with open eyes. Hit her right from the start, or the Tipperary girl will break your heart. Hair of gold, eyes of blue, prettiest girl I ever knew. Skin as white as precious pearl, she was my Tipperary girl. Hair of gold, eyes of
some fine Irish Cajun music, if there's such a thing there, from Richie Remo. Now here's Anne-Marie O'Riordan. I've played this track before and it aroused a great deal of interest. She's telling the story of her childhood. She's remembering her village childhood of, well, yesteryear, when they used to walk to school in their bare feet through the fields. And how there's a very interesting part of the chorus where it says, the stout, it was cured with a poker. What they used to do, they used to get the poker from the fire, you know, the poker, and they used to put that into the barrel of stout. Whatever it did to the stout, I don't know, but it cured it. As a non-drinker, I wouldn't have a clue. But then she tells the story of how they used to go to mass in the trap on a Sunday, and how they used to get the milk and get it to the creamery. That was where it made butter. She's reminiscing about her childhood days in the village way back in Ireland long ago. You may not get all these sort of ambiences of what she's talking about, but you'll get a rough idea. Here's Anne-Marie O'Riordan.
For a while through my memory, and I'll tell you of times long ago, when we walked to school summer and winter, barefoot through the fields we would go. I remember our little tent cottage and the half door led into the hall, and the crane or the fire in the kitchen, and the grandfather clock on the wall. Oh, the stoutish was cured with a poker, and Poshy, they said, cured the flu. The bacon that hung from the ceiling. Sure, the story I tell you is true. We went in the trap to mass Sundays, and Grandad would wear his best hat. The priest would resell from the altar, and the women in different seats sat. Matchmaking was part of tradition, and the rambling house filled up at nine. When the tailor would tell the ghost stories, oh, the children would shiver with fright. Oh, the stoutish was cured with a poker, and Pauline, they said, cured the flu. The bacon, it hung from the ceiling. Sure, the story I tell you is true. I remember the sound of the anvil and the burning horse hoof we would smell. When we passed the forge door in the evening, which water we fetch from. We spancel the cows before milking, tie the horse to the wall through the shoe. His collar and hames, his winkers and reins, the harness we kept it like new. Oh, the stoutish was cured with a poker, and Pauline, they said, cured the flu. Bacon, it hung from the ceiling. Sure, the story I tell you is true. For miles to the fair in the darkness, we saw animals, we walked with delight. When the wheeling and dealing was over, everyone waited on for the fight. Now I hope that in telling this story, I haven't detained you too long. There is so much more I must tell you, someday in some other song. Oh, the stoutish was cured with a poker, and Pauline, they said, cured the flu. Bacon, it hung from the ceiling. Sure, the story I tell you is true. Sure, this story I tell you is true.
While listening to that, I was just wondering, I wonder how many of our Irish people now living abroad in Canada, Australia, the US, England, listening to that song can relate to their village life way back here in Ireland long ago. Anne-Marie O'Riordan, and this story, I tell you, is true. It seems this young man fell asleep. He was over there, far away from his native Ireland, but he fell asleep. And he had a dream that he was taken back home to Ireland, to Spancel Hill in County Clare. Listen to the Jim McCann version of this, I think, very nice song. And it's also a very popular song at ballad sessions.
Last night as I lay dreaming of pleasant days gone by, me mind been bent on rambling to Ireland I did fly. I stepped on board a vision and I followed with the will till next I came to anchor. The cross in Spancel Hill. It been on the 23rd of June, the day before the fair, when Ireland's sons and daughters and friends assembled there. The young, the old, the brave, all came their duty to fulfill. At the parish church in Clooney, a mile from Spansel Hill, I went to see me neighbours, to see what they might say. The old ones were all dead and gone, the young ones turning grey. But I met the tailor Quigley, he's as bold as ever still. Ah, he used to make me breeches when I lived in Spansel Hill. My first and only love, she's as white as any lily, gentle as a dove. And she threw her arms around me, saying, Johnny, I love you still. Ah, she's now the farmer's daughter and the pride of Spansel Hill. I dreamt I held and kissed her, as in the days of yore. Ah, Johnny, you're only joking, as many's the time before. Then the cock, he crew in the morning, he crew both loud and shrill. I awoke in California, many miles from Spansel Hill.
Christmas Eve here in Ireland, particularly in the rural parts of Ireland, yes, even today they do it, people put candles in the window, lit candles in their window. First of all, to guide travellers on their way, and secondly, to commemorate Mary and Joseph coming to Bethlehem and finding no room at the inn and going to the stable. Now, here's an interesting song. It's done country and Irish style by Louise Morrissey. And I remember growing up, my mother, every Christmas Eve, would put a candle in the window. As I said earlier, it's still done here in our country today. But here, Louise Morrissey telling us all about the candlelight in the window. Country and Irish.
There's an old Irish custom, they practice it still. A bright burning candle on each windowsill. Mary and Joseph to God. The old candlelight. In that old Irish custom, they knock on each door. They're seeking out shelter in rich house or poor. Children to greet them like angels, they say, here's a cade meal of falta, you're welcome to stay. Each home is a stable all over.
Louise Morrissey there, and The Old Candle Light. And of course, I should have pointed out to you, she was singing, the candles are wishing people a cade meal of falta, which is 100,000 welcomes. Now, you are, I'm sure, familiar with the song The 12 Days of Christmas. My true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree, and so on and so forth. Well, every year I pull this track out because it's a bit of fun, right? It's done for us by Frank Kelly. And he's explaining his girlfriend, Nuala, okay? Nuala is her name. And she's sending him presents. Now, at first, he thinks it's very pleasant of her. He's living at home with the mother, right? And he gets the presents and he's delighted. But as each present comes, each present causes mayhem. And at the end, well, I'll tell you what, it's a rather longer track than we usually have, but it's a bit of fun. Frank Kelly's Irish 12 Days of Christmas.
Day 1. Dear Nuala, thank you very much for your lovely present of a partridge in a pear tree. We're getting the hang of feeding the partridge now, although it was difficult at first to win its confidence. It bit the mother rather badly in the hand, but they're good friends now. And we're keeping the pear tree indoors in a bucket. Thank you again. Yours affectionately, Gubnet O'Lunacy. Day 2. Dear Nuala, I cannot tell you how surprised we were to hear from you so soon again and to receive your lovely present of 2 turtle doves. You really are too kind. At first, the partridge was very jealous and suspicious of the doves, and they had a terrible row on the night the doves arrived. We had to send for the vet. But the birds are okay again, and the stitches is due to come out in a week or two. The vet's bill was £8, but the mother is over her annoyance now, and the doves and the partridge are watching the telly from the pear tree as I write. Yours ever, Gubnet. Day 3. Dear Nuala, we must be foremost in your thoughts. I had only posted my letter when the 3 French hens arrived. There was another sort out between the hens and the doves, who sided with the partridge, and the vet had to be sent for again. The mother was raging because the bill was £16 this time, but she has almost cooled down. However, the fact that the bird's droppings keep falling down on her hair while she's watching the telly doesn't help matters. Thanking you for your kindness, I remain your Gubnet. Day 4. Dear Nuala, you mustn't have received my last letter when you were sending us the 4 calling birds. There was pandemonium in the pear tree again last night, and the vet's bill was £32. The mother is on sedation as I write. I know you meant no harm, and remain your close friend, Gubnet. Day 5. Nola, your generosity knows no bounds. 5 gold rings. When the parcel arrived, I was scared stiff that it might be more birds, because the smell in the living room is atrocious. However, I don't want to seem ungrateful for the beautiful rings. Your affectionate friend, Governor. Day 6. Nola, what are you trying to do to us? It isn't that we don't appreciate your generosity, but the 6 geese have not alone nearly murdered the calling birds, but they laid their eggs on top of the vet's head from the pear tree, and his bill was £68 in cash. My mother is munching 60 grains of Valium a day and talking to herself in a most alarming way. You must keep your feelings for me in check, Governor. Day 7. Nola, we are not amused by your little joke. 7 swans a-swimming is a most romantic idea, but not in the bath of a private house. We cannot use the bathroom now because they have gone completely savage and rush the door every time we try to enter. If things go on this way, the mother and I will smell as bad as the living room carpet. Please lay off. It is not fair, Governor. Day 8. Nola, who the hell do you think gave you the right to send 8 hefty maids of milk in here to eat us out of house and home? Their cattle is all over the front lawn and has trampled the hill over the mother's rose beds. The swans invaded the living room in a sneak attack, and the ensuing battle between them and the calling birds, turtle doves, French hens and partridge made the Battle of the Somme seem like Wanderley Wagon. The mother is on a bottle of whiskey a day, as well as the 60 grains of Valium. I'm very annoyed with you, Governor. Day 9. Listen, you louser. There's enough pandemonium in this place night and day without 9 drummers drumming. While the 8 flaming maids of milking is beating me poor old alcoholic mother out of her own kitchen and gobbling everything in sight. I'm warning you, you're making an enemy of me, Governor. Day 10. Listen, manure face. I hope you will be haunted by the strains of the tin pipers piping which has sent to torment us last night. They were aided in their evil work by those maniac drummers, and it wasn't a pleasant sight to look out the window and see 8 hefty maids a-milking, pogoing round with the ensuing punk rock uproar. My mother has just finished her 3rd bottle of whiskey on top of 124 grains of Valium. You'll get yours, Governor O'Lunacy. Day 11. You have scandalised my mother, you dirty Jezebel. It was bad enough to have 8 maids a-milking dancing to punk music on the front lawn, but they've now been joined by your friends, the 11 lords a-leaping, and the antics of the whole lot of them would leave the most decadent days of the Roman Empire looking like outlook. I'll get you yet, you old bag. Day 12. Listen, slurry head, you have ruined our lives. The 12 maidens dancing turned up last night and beat the living daylights out of the 8 maids a-milking because they found them carrying on with the 11 lords a-leaping. Meanwhile, the swans got out of the living room where they'd been hiding since the big battle and savaged hell out of the lords and all the maids. There were 8 ambulances here last night and the local civil defence as well. The mother is in a home for the bewildered and I'm sitting here up to me neck in birds' droppings, empty whiskey and Valium bottles, birds' blood and feathers, where the flaming cows eats the leaves off the pear tree. I'm a broken man. Governor O'Lunacy.